today's Ohio Dominican Panthers football game is brought to you in part by Buffalo Wild Wings in Gahanna, wings, beer, sports, City Barbecue, the best barbecue in the city, Dairy Queen, remember, it's not fast food, it's fan food, Education First, serving Ohio Dominican and the education community in Ohio, Jimmy John's, click, order, eat, Kimball West, your partner in performance. Nationwide Children's Hospital Sports Medicine, giving every athlete the opportunity to perform at the highest level. Ohio Dominican University, connect your passion with a purpose. Sodexo, quality of daily life solutions. And St. Gabriel Catholic Radio, AM 820.
Steps up, now going to try and run to the five, hurdles a defender into the end zone for a leaping touchdown, Grant Russell. From Panther Stadium on the campus of Ohio Dominican University, where it's a great day to be a Panther, we welcome you to week 7 of the Division II college football season. Today, Ohio Dominican, with a record of 3-3, also 3-3 in the GLIAC, will host the Northwood Timberwolves, who come in 1-5, also 1-5 in GLIAC play. Hi again, everybody. Alongside Matt Natale, this is Todd Bell. Brent Ford will be back at the studios. He'll be keeping you updated on the afternoon action that'll be going on in the GLIAC today. The Ohio Dominican Panthers are fresh off a victory last week against the Lake Erie Storm. Will, for the first time this year, be looking to win their second in a row. They were 45-7 victors a week ago. Last week for Northwood, they fell to the Ashland Eagles in a convincing loss last week, and they have dropped five of their first six. But this is a team that has been in some pretty tight football games this year. The coaches in today's matchup, Leonard Haynes, a 94 graduate of Northwood, is in his second season as the head coach. And for Ohio Dominican, Kelly Cummings, a 1993 graduate of Eastern Kentucky, in his first year as head coach of Ohio Dominican. For these two teams, meeting here today, what will be the final time in the foreseeable future, and the Panthers have a 3-1 series advantage. Last year, they were able to defeat Northwood by a final score of 48-14 as the Panthers' offense erupted for 511 total yards in a game that was played right here at Panther Stadium. The first GLIAC contest ever for Ohio Dominican was also against Northwood back in 2010 on a day in which they lost by a final score of 28-12. Captains are out on the field today for ODU. Ross Thompson and Demetrius Farmer are the defensive captains, while Grant Russell and I believe, and it is Tyler Edwards Frick, is the other offensive captain today for Ohio Dominican. Coin toss has taken place. The Panthers are going to go on offense first today. So let's meet the offense for Ohio Dominican under the direction of offensive coordinator Zach Bruni.
Zach Williams, O-line, Hilliard, Ohio.
Colt Tamaris, offensive line, Cincinnati, Ohio.
Andrew Lorenz, offensive line, Columbus, Ohio.
Tyler Edwards Frick, offensive line, Desmond, Ohio.
Robert Vargo, offensive tackle, Martins Ferry High School.
Aaron Stevens, tight end, Ironton Fighting Tigers.
Dartavia Stanford, wide receiver, Zanesville, Ohio.
Corey Contini, receiver, Dover, Ohio. Sayers Chapman, running back, Harris County, Georgia.
Grant Russell, quarterback, Newark High School.
And as the Panthers make their way out onto the field here at Ohio Dominican, they get set to take on the Northwood Timberwolves. Matt, this ODU offense a week ago had its best output of the season, rushing, passing, total offense, throwing up 45 points, 42 of them in the first half against Lake Erie. We'll see if they're able to somewhat duplicate that here today.
Well, the Panthers, putting up over 500 yards of offense last week up north, and of course 28 of those 45 points came in the first quarter, and we were seeing some second stringers by the second quarter already, and I think it's going to be a little bit different this week with Northwood, as you mentioned, Todd, coming in 1-5, but they are a lot better than that record may indicate, losing the Saginaw Valley in overtime, barely losing to Ferris State in week 3, 27-26, and then barely losing to Northern Michigan the following week. I think this is going to be a tough battle, but the offense looked like it was really clicking for the Panthers last week, and they're now up to 375 yards per game averaging, and that's good enough for eighth in the conference. Looking forward to seeing how that plays out today and translates from last week.
67 degrees, a little windy here as we get set to start the game this afternoon under cloudy skies. Temperatures should get into the mid-70s here today, but very comfortable day for the fans watching football here on October 15th. Lorenzo Ivins, a sophomore, does the kicking off for the Wood in the navy blue pants, white tops, navy blue numerals trimmed in powder blue with the flat black headgear with the Wolves logo on the side. Panthers in the all-black look today, yellow numerals trimmed in white, the black headgear with the big D-paw on the side. Jacob Mercier and David Turner are to our left at the goal line to receive, and we are underway. A nice high end-over-end kick by Ivins, fielded by Turner at the 2, near side of the field, hit and dropped immediately at the 15-yard line. Good kick coverage that time by Northwood, and the Panthers' offense will scrimmage from its own 16-yard line, first and 10. Grant Russell, Panthers quarterback, is completing 64% of his passes for just shy of 1,300 yards. 9 touchdowns, 7 interceptions on the season. A week ago in limited time was 10 of 11 with a touchdown for 173 yards. He also had 9 rushes for 77 yards and 2 rushing touchdowns a week ago. Panthers will have it from our left. Corey Contini and Dar Stanford will open up at wide receiver. They'll go 2 backs in the backfield, and it'll be Joe Hines and E.J. Colson. And the Panthers will go tight end left, and flanked out there will be Aaron Stevenson on first down. They'll flip it out to E.J. Colson. Moves around a block and out to the 17, maybe the 18-yard line. So a little different look for ODU to start the game today, trying to get Colson out in space. And he'll pick up about 4 yards. Panthers averaging 24 points per game. That ranks 11th. And overall in total offense, they are 11th. Hines will check out. David Turner out there now for ODU at wide receiver. So the Panthers will go 3 wide on second down and about 7 yards to go. Russell out of the shotgun will put it into the belly of E.J. Colson up into the hole, and he's going to be hit and wrapped up immediately. Looks like Mike Fisher, middle linebacker, whose name will stay frequently, made the tackle. This Northwood defense, 9th in scoring defense. However, everything else is in the top 5. They're 5th against the rush, 4th against the pass, and 3rd in total offense this season. But again, they will give up some points. Third down play coming up for ODU after a gain of 2 for Colson. They'll need 5 on this play, and they have to get out to the 26-yard line for a first. They will bunch the formation, ball far side hash mark, Russell to throw for the first time, dings it over the middle to an open Contini at the 40, cutback breaks the tackle at the 50, he's to the 40 of Northwood, now they're trying to catch him from behind, and they do by tackling him at the 25-yard line. Huge gain for ODU of 53 yards and a first down.
There's that Grant Russell to Corey Contini connection again last week against Lake Erie on the first series of the game. Connected for a 67-yard gain, and on third down, the Panthers convert and are deep into Northwood territory.
And the T-Wolves just jump to a free play. Russell will fire it to the end zone, and it's a touchdown! Jacob Mercier streaking down the side with the score. Now let's hold on and see and make sure that it is Northwood offside. Panthers special teams unit running onto the field. Our referee indicates offsides on the defense. The touchdown will count. And the Panthers, after the long pass play, Russell taking advantage of the offside, hits Mercier in a diving catch in the back of the end zone for the score.
So after the first 2 plays of the game went for 5 yards, the next 2 plays of the game went for about 75 yards, and the Panthers are on the board already.
Justin Boncheck out to try the point after. Aaron Stevens does the snapping. Backup quarterback Austin Ertz puts it down, and Boncheck is still perfect on the season, 21-21 on point after. Timeout on the field, 13-23 to play in the first quarter. The Panthers strike first. They lead Northwood 7-0 on St. Gabriel Catholic Radio, AM 820.
Position yourself for success at Ohio Dominican University.
With an outstanding academic reputation, ODU offers an education that produces graduates grounded in faith, values, and ethics.
Ranked in the top tier of U.S. News and World Report's rating of Midwest universities, Ohio Dominican offers a wide range of academic programs that are in demand in today's marketplace.
Whether you're launching your career or preparing for grad school, ODU is here to position you for future success.
Connect your passion with a purpose.
Learn more at ohiodominican.edu.
Side with the score. Now let's hold on and see and make.
To Matt and Todd.
All right, thank you, Brent. Panthers strike first as they have the 7-0 lead, and Bonchek's got the ball teed up.
Todd, haven't skipped a beat since last week, getting off to the quick start. Jacob Mercier, the 25-yard touchdown pass from Grant Russell. Justin Bonchek's kick was good. The Panthers in four plays went 84 yards in only a minute 37 and have an early 7-0 lead here over Northwood with 13:23 left in the first quarter.
And a short kickoff will be fielded and then run all the way up to the 40-yard line. So good starting field position here for the Northwood Timberwolves. Joe Garbarino, a redshirt freshman out of Warren, Michigan, is the quarterback for Northwood, completing only 43% of his passes for 509 yards, 3 touchdowns, 3 interceptions. He's run 51 times for 212 yards, an average of 4.2 yards per carry, and 5 more scores on the season. First and 10, Timberwolves from the 42. And on first down, they will sweep it to the right-hand side. And Andre Carter on a run to the Northwood sideline will pick up about 5 yards on the play. Abdul Levy, a redshirt freshman out of West Geauga, the only Ohioan on the Northwood roster, is their fullback. Andre Carter will open up at a wingback position today. And we'll have to, again, kind of keep our eye on who ends up actually lining up out there for this team. Joe Spicuzzi is lined up in a slot over here the near side as they go 4 wide receivers. Theron Wilson is over on the far side. John Hall over here. So that's the skilled personnel on what is 2nd down and 4 for Northwood. And a quick throw out to the right will be caught by Wilson and immediately tackled out of bounds by Billy Akins. Good to see Billy back in the lineup after sitting out last week's game after being injured on the opening kickoff against Grand Valley. The senior out of Pickerington will make the tackle, but the T-Wolves on 2 plays already have it down to the Panther 44-yard line. First down and 10 with 12:25 to play here in the opening quarter, 7-0 Panthers. Garbarino on first down will roll out to this near side, looking downfield. Now will try and run 45, 40, and knocked out of bounds around the 38-yard line. That's going to be a pickup of about 4 on the play. Interesting to see here early on, trying to open up their run game with a little passing offense.
Yeah, this is a team that does like to run the ball a lot. They average about 227, 228 yards per game rushing. That's good enough for 4th in the conference. And Garbarino there under center will run the ball quite a bit as well.
And we've got whistles as this play takes place. Now, I think there was contact, too. I think the Panthers are going to get dinged for 5 yards here, and they are going to be offside. So that will give Northwood 5 free ones to make it 2nd down and about 1. Penalty-wise for ODU came in 6 weeks of play, only 26 penalties for an average of 32 yards per game against them, which is 3rd best in the GLIAC.
About a third of those were last week
out
there at Lake Erie. Panthers flagged 7 times.
On 2nd down and 1, Garbarino to the air, steps up in the pocket. He's going to be hit and sacked back at the 38-yard line. Ross Thompson and Cameron Cole, linebacking mates, will team up on the sack. But we've also got another penalty marker, and the Panthers lined up in the neutral zone. So instead of it being 3rd and 6, it's going to be 1st and 10 for Northwood. And, boy, lining up offside, almost inexcusable.
Yeah, especially coming off of last week where the Panthers registered 6 sacks against that Lake Erie offense. And this is a Northwood team that hasn't allowed many sacks, only 4, but a lot of that is because of the type of offense they run. Northwood doesn't drop the quarterback back. He's not in the pocket for long periods of time. So if the Panthers are able to get to him today, it will be a definite advantage up in the trenches.
Second down, or beg your pardon, first and 10 from the 29-yard line now. They will bring Carter in motion, option left. Garbarino will keep. He eludes Cameron Cole, but Ross Thompson will bring him down at the 25-yard line. That'll be a pickup of 4 on the play for the quarterback, Joe Garbarino. Where they have cycled through some quarterbacks. Mitch Robinson was a guy they liked a couple of years ago. He plays defense now. Jimmy Strom was a character out of Georgia that started against ODU recently, and he's now the backup. And they've inserted this redshirt freshman Garbarino, who has helped make this offense be pretty effective. Second down and a long 5 from the 25-yard line. They'll send Carter in motion. They'll fake it to him. Garbarino up into the hole, runs into a Panther, and then dropped at the 19-yard line right at the first down marker. It will be a Northwood first down, so they'll move the chains. And you really shouldn't be surprised to see these plays be effective. It's going to take the Panthers' defense a couple of series to finally catch on to everything that's happening.
Yeah, it's almost like one of those option offenses where the quarterback has to make a decision whether he's going to hand it off or not, and Garbarino called his own number. He is averaging about 42 yards rushing per game. So
they'll hand it off this time to the near side and give it to Carter, and he's going to be smashed at the 12, but that'll be a nice pickup. Boy, a different formation that time as they had Shane Barron come into the lineup. And he and Carter were on either side of the quarterback, and then Levy was behind him, so you had 4 guys almost in a diamond right there. So again, they'll mix and match, and they pick up 5, maybe 6 yards here on this play.
Yeah, just looking at their two deep coming into this week, there's a whole bunch of wingbacks and fullbacks and all sorts of funky positions out there. So the defense is trying to get a feel for what they're throwing at us right now.
Second down and 4. Garbarino to the air. Quick toss near side, and it's going to be intercepted by Akins at the 10. He's got clear sailing down the sideline. Quarterback didn't get him, and Akins is going to go. 20, 10, touchdown, Philly Akins. The all-time career interceptions leader at Ohio Dominican picks off his 14th. That is the 10th inside the red zone, and for the first time, he takes one to the house.
Welcome back, Billy Akins. We missed you last week.
Boy, the last 2 interception returns for scores for ODU. They have been long ones. Marquise Tyus nearly 100 yards at Ashland last year. This one's going to be 90-plus as Boncheck's point after is good. Timeout on the field. First defensive score of the season for ODU comes with 9:38 to play in the first quarter. It is now Ohio Dominican 14, Northwood nothing. On St. Gabriel Catholic Radio, AM 820.
Jimmy John's America's number one sandwich delivery, Fasthead speaking. I'm on my way.
I'm in the backyard here, Ed.
Wow, you are fast.
Yes, sir, freaky fast and freaky good, but I gotta say, I've never delivered to a dude in a doghouse.
Well, I'm definitely in the doghouse.
I thought in the doghouse was just an expression, a figure of speech.
Well, the doghouse is a very real place.
How long are you condemned to your canine quarters?
Too soon to tell, but on the bright side.
The doghouse has a bright side.
Yeah, the wife can't throw a lamp this far.
I guess she's been working out.
Garbarino to the air. Quick toss near side, and it's going to be intercepted by Akins at the 10. He's got clear sailing down the sideline. Quarterback didn't get him, and Akins is going to go. 20, 10, touchdown, Philly Akins.
On the board here, Ohio Dominican with the lead, and it's Wayne State leading Walsh right now. Let's go back out to Todd and Matt.
Justin Boncheck with the ball teed up to our left, and the defense for ODU coming up with a huge play and has really flipped this game quickly in the first quarter. Kickoff is taken at the 10-yard line by Andre Carter, spun around at the 30, and out of bounds at the 32-yard line. Matt, officially 92 yards, second longest in school history.
And that was a huge blow to the Northwood offense on a drive that was really going their way. They were marching down the field while the Panthers' defense was trying to figure out what they were getting thrown. The Panthers were able to jump, or Billy Akins was able to jump that route and take it 92 yards to the house. Boy, the 4th interception this season for Garbarino, so he's been pretty good in that category, but this one was dealt a huge blow.
And on first down, handoff up the middle, and let's check the number, because that is not Abdul Levy. That is going to be Corey Burgick, a sophomore out of Kalamazoo, Michigan. And that'll be his first carry of the day as he fills in here for Levy on that particular play. Gain of 4 for Burgick on the play. Second down coming up with 9:05 to play here in our first quarter. Northwood going right to left as Garbarino looks to the sideline. Now they all check their play cards. And we'll line up two receivers to either side as Garbarino on second down will bring a man in motion. They run option, and the pitch to the outside was just barely caught by Sherperly, and then he's going to be knocked out of bounds right near the 49-yard line by Gus Dimmerling. This is another new name today. We weren't expecting to see T.J. Sherperly, a junior from Travis City, Michigan, and he'll give them a first down with a run out to the 49-yard line.
Yeah, Todd, that was a pitch there that was kind of to the lower hip, and Sherperly was able to reel it in and get out to the edge and get the first down.
Garbarino on first down, throw over here to the near side, and that one sails high. Incomplete pass, looking for Theron Wilson, Dwayne Gordon Jr. on the coverage. Demetrius Farmer, who had a 10-tackle, six tackles for loss, four tackles for loss last week against Lake Erie, hit Garbarino just as he threw. That might have affected that pass. It'll be second and 10.
Ball floated on Garbarino, and it was probably because Farmer was in his face. He's just trying to get rid of it, and second and long here for the Timberwolves.
Second and 10. Garbarino, the quarterback, will keep up the middle. Surveys, got some room. Dwayne Gordon Jr. got a hold of his legs. Gus Dimmerling hit him up top. Gain of 5 for Garbarino. It'll be third down and 5 coming up now for this Northwood offense. They are 43% on the season on third down, which is fifth best. Part of the reason why, again, with a running style of offense, they have a lot of third down and threes and twos, and they're able to convert and get a lot of first down. From the Panther 46, they will send one in motion. Garbarino will throw over the middle, and it's going to be caught for a first down at the 39-yard line. Gordon made the tackle of Gary Landless, a sophomore out of New Baltimore, Michigan, and that will be a first down. And for Gary Landless, that is just his second catch of the season. So it'll be first down and 10. 7:35 to play here in the first quarter, and the Panthers lead 14-0. Ball at the 39. Shane Barron goes in motion. They fake it to him. Garbarino runs right up into the hole. Nice job by the Northwood line as they're able to get a pretty good push up front and pick up about 6 yards on the first down play.
The right side of that line, Todd, is where they like to run it because Bryce Hall is in there at right guard, 6'3", 316 pounds, and Matt Modresic is at 6'8", 338 pounds, so they can get a lot of push out there on that right side.
Second down and 4 coming up. Abdul Levy back in there at fullback. Now they look over to the sideline, still getting the play. 10 on the play clock now, so they'll have to speed things up here just a bit. It'll be 3 receivers to the left, 1 to the right, and it'll be Levy on a fullback dive up the middle. He shoots straight through all the way to the 10 and down to the 8-yard line where Aikens and Dimmerling will make the tackle. The quick-hitting fullback dive for Abdul Levy, another youngster, another red-shirt freshman for Northwood, and they'll have first down and goal.
Yeah, our only Ohio native on this starting roster here for Northwood, and been effective as the leading rusher this season, 324 yards, a couple of touchdowns, has run one 55 yards, so he can hit the home run ball.
First and goal from the 8. They'll sweep it right with Andre Carter, turns up at the 10, and he's going to be tackled for loss back at the 10-yard line. Well read by the Panthers. Ross Thompson up there to make the stop. Sophomore from Delphus Jefferson High School, playing in his 18th game as a Panther, averaging 7.5 tackles on the year. And he's already had quite an impact on the first quarter defensively. That'll be a loss of 1 to make it second and goal now from the 9. Garbarino will have 3 receivers here to the near side. One over there to the right is Wilson. They've got Travis Vuich to go along with Spacuzzi and Carter over here. Abdul Levy will line up to the right of the quarterback, Garbarino. Carter goes in motion. Jet sweep it to him around the right end. Hit by Thompson and dropped at the 5-yard line. Billy Akins also in support came up to make the tackle. Gain of 4. And it'll be 3rd and goal from just inside the 5-yard line.
Boy, Ross Thompson already 6 tackles here in the first quarter, and we still have 5 minutes and 20-some-odd seconds left to go.
Be interesting to see how Northwood handles this as they bring in another offensive lineman here on 3rd and goal. As the Bryce Ball will sneak back into the lineup. They've done a little shuffling on this offensive line here. 3rd down just inside the 5. Play clock at 4. Garbarino with Levy behind him. Turns and gives it to him. He runs off the right side, crashes to the goal line, and Levy is in for a Northwood touchdown. 4-yard touchdown run for Abdul Levy, his 3rd of the season. And Northwood, after that interception return by Akins, is able to come up with a big answer. They've now driven twice on the Panthers. Only a defensive stop prevented them from scoring on their last drive. And now Keegan Haggerty, senior, will come out and try the point after. 9 for 9 on the season. Scott McCormick, their punter, does the holding. Haggerty's a left footer. Good snap back. Haggerty puts it up into the air, and it is good. So with the clock resting at 4:53 to play now here in the first quarter, it's Ohio Dominican 14 and Northwood 7. Well, I want to thank you and Scott for helping out Thursday night with the Inside Panthers football broadcast from Buffalo Wild Wings in Gahanna, allowing me to step aside for a week and take my son to the Blue Jackets home opener Thursday night, and we had a great time for like half the game. And then after that, it was all downhill.
Yeah. Once we got the board to turn on, we were good to go. It's that pesky little on-off
switch again. And, yeah, that gets you every week.
But, yeah, we had a great show Thursday out there at Buffalo Wild Wings, and, of course, Coach Cummings joined us, and Ross Thompson joined us, and he's out here just tackling everybody this afternoon. 6 tackles already in the first quarter. And then we had Austin Ernst on the show, redshirt junior, backup quarterback, and both guys were awesome, excellent guests, and had a really good time with them and a really good time every week out there. And, you know, previewed this Northwood game, and I don't know if this is really how we expected it to go right off the bat, but it's always good when we see our defensive guys get involved. And Billy Akins with a long 92-yard interception return for a touchdown really got this crowd into it, and Northwood came right back. They hunkered down and went down the field 68 yards to get a touchdown and cut the lead in half. And the Panthers have the 14-7 lead with 4:53 left in this first quarter.
And Lorenzo Ivins will kick a deep ball into the end zone that Turner, 3 yards deep, will bring out. 15-20. He's got a little seam to the 30. Cuts back at the 40-yard line. He's off to the races. They won't catch him. There's no penalty markers down. 103 yards. David Turner, kickoff return.
Pretty appropriate here in the month of October with Halloween coming up that we get some scary defense and some scary special teams. You know, coming in, Todd, I kind of had a feeling that special teams on kickoffs were going to play a role. Northwood's kicker only has 1 touchback the entire season, so I knew we were going to get some opportunities for some returns, and David Turner took it in the end zone where he could have knelt on it, but decided to take it 103 yards the other way for the score.
And Justin Bonchek's kick partially blocked, but manages to sneak over the crossbar and is good. That has been an area of concern for ODU, has been the protection for the placement. And Justin had that one partially deflected, but it's still end over end, made it over the crossbar. And with 4:39 to play now in the first quarter, it is 21-7. In favor of Ohio Dominican in what turned into a crazy first quarter school record kick return for David Turner, who came in averaging 23 yards a return, 6th best in the GLIAC. Memory serves me right. I looked it up on one day this week. I think that is the 4th kickoff return in the GLIAC this year. And the Panther offense hasn't been on the field since they scored their touchdown just, what, 2-3 minutes into the game.
Yeah, scored in less than 2 minutes in the game. That came on the, in a minute 37, that came at the 13:23 mark.
And we've got 9 minutes later. The Panthers offense is over here. Grant Russell was on the bike here a second ago.
Trying to keep warm, keep those muscles loose. We do have a nice warm day, so we don't have to worry about guys getting cold out there. But what a bizarre first quarter.
And the kickoff again is away. Carter will take it at the 12 on the far side of the field. He'll be hit at the 29 and dropped in that relative proximity. You never even got a chance to recap the last Northwood touchdown as they're going to go back on offense here.
Yeah, Northwood got on the board there with about 4:53 left in the first quarter. It was only 19 seconds ago by the game clock, but Abdul Levy, 4-yard touchdown run. Keegan Haggerty's point after was good. Northwood, after throwing that pick six to Billy Akins, came right back, went 10 plays for 68 yards in 4 minutes and 37 seconds. And just like that, the Panthers responded with a 100-yard kickoff return by Justin Davis.
And a handoff on first down to Corey Burgick right back up the middle. And after he was stood up at the line of scrimmage, he was able to kind of move to his right, pick up 6 or 7 yards. That was the 18th play run by Northwood in this first quarter. The Panthers have run 4.
Just want to correct myself. It was David Turner. I'm so excited over here. All these names flying out in this bizarre first quarter.
Second down and 2. Shane Barrett in motion. Garbarino fakes the handoff to him, and Ross Thompson just fills the hole, stops Garbarino for a gain of about a half a yard. It'll be 3rd and 1.5 yards coming up now for the Northwood offense with under 4 minutes to play. Well, you look at the total offense for ODU, and it won't read very much, but they've got over 200 yards on a 92-yard interception and a 103-yard kick return in defense and special teams yardage.
And only had 4 offensive plays on the afternoon.
3rd and 1 yard. Garbarino with a back behind him gets the handoff. Burgick scampers to the right, and Marquise Tyus will hit him out of bounds, but not before Corey Burgick is able to pick up a Northwood first down at the 42-yard line. So a gain of 3, and the T-Wolves will move it again. And I've got to believe, as we see Cameron Moore out there, Nick Isaacs is out there defensively, DJ Perdue is out there, you're going to see some fresh bodies out here on this particular series of downs, because the defense has been out there this entire first quarter.
And playing well.
Yeah.
He's only let up the 1 touchdown and have the nice defensive play by Akins, but they're getting gassed.
First down, handoff up the middle, another new body for Northwood on a short run up the middle. That might be Alante Shy, and it is. A 5'10 junior from Detroit will get his first carry of the season. Again, I take that back. For Shy, that'll be his 4th run of the season, but they've had a few scratches from the lineup that was presented to us earlier in the week. The new bodies are out there. Gain of 2.5 on first down. Now the T-Wolves will look to the far sideline. Shy remains in the backfield. They'll have 2 receivers right, tight end left, H-back left. They bring Carter in motion. Snap goes off the fingertips of Garbarino. Now scrambling deep to his right, and wisely falls down as Anthony Small was ready to bring him down. That'll be a loss back to the 37-yard line, a loss of 8 on the play as it will set up now 3rd down and long. And this is, again, when you're the offense that Northwood is, you've got to have 3rd down and 4 or less to have a good day. And now they got 3rd and 15.
Yeah, and you can guarantee that the defense is going to bring the heat on this one. And I think Anthony Small would have gotten through regardless of that errant snap. And he was right on the heels of Garbarino. And defense has a
3rd down play. Garbarino is going to scramble to his right. Going to be hit and dropped by Paul Wesselhoff. Nick Isaac did him first. Paul Wesselhoff finished him off right at the line of scrimmage. And the T-Wolves, for the first time today, will have to punt the football as the boy. Tired defense comes up with a stop after allowing 1 first down.
Yeah, got that push up there on the defensive line with Paul Wesselhoff breaking through and bringing down Garbarino. And Good to see Wesselhoff get in the action. Already has a nice season under his belt with 20 tackles and another one for a loss. That's his fifth, and the Northwood Timberwolves here have to punt it away.
McCormick will get rid of it. He averages 36 yards a kick with a big wind behind him. He will drive it to the five. It'll take a sideways bounce and then trickle into the end zone. There is a penalty marker down back at the 30-yard line. What was a 62-yard punt looks like it's going to be running into the kicker, and so this will only give them 5 yards. I can't imagine that they would want to punt it again. Well, they might, though, because the ball's coming out to the 20. So let's see. They are they're going to decline the penalty. I'm a little bit surprised.
And McCormick only has one that's been inside the 20 this season. That was by far the longest punt of his 2016 campaign.
So they will take decline the penalty, take the play, and so the Panthers will have it at their own 20-yard line with 53 seconds to play in our first quarter. So the Panthers offense back out onto the field for the first time since, what, 13 and a half minutes to go in the quarter?
13:23 the Panthers scored. That was when Grant Russell made the connection with Jacob Mercier, and seems like it was about 3 days ago.
So over 12 and a half minutes since the Panthers' offense has been out on the field, and they lead 21-7. E.J. Colson will be out there at running back. Now the head referee is talking things over with Leonard Haynes. He still might be regretting the fact that he declined that penalty and not punt the football again. And he might be trying to back his way out of it. Let's see what our head referee has to say about things. So they will have it at the 20. I think Coach Haynes may have thought they could tack that 5 at the end of the play, and it would go down to the 15, but they can't.
Because both lines were kind of lined up out back towards the 15, and the ball was on the 20, so I think you're exactly right, Todd. I think that's what he was trying to lobby for.
All right, first and 10 Panthers coming left to right, leading 21-7. Colson will line up behind Russell, speed option to the right. Colson takes the pitch, broke one tackle, got maybe 2 yards. Boy, he did well just to get the positive yardage on the play. Nick Tripp came shooting through the line of scrimmage from a secondary position for Northwood and hit Colson in the backfield, but he shed that tackle and was able to gain 2. EJ, a redshirt freshman out of Middletown, came in with 127 yards rushing on the season and 1 rushing touchdown. Second down and 8. Star Stanford, beg your pardon. David Turner comes in motion near side. Give it to Colson. Off to the left-hand side of the line. Not a whole lot doing there on that particular play. And it'll be third down and long coming up. Ralph Canty made the tackle for Northwood. And it'll be third down and 7. This looks exactly like the first drive throw to you. Nothing on first down and second down. And then a big play on third and then scored on fourth. Yeah. That'll do it for our first quarter of play from Panther Stadium. After one, it's Ohio Dominican 21, Northwood 7. Second quarter action coming up after this timeout on St. Gabriel Catholic Radio, AM 820.
Buffalo Wild Wings in Gahanna has crafted your ultimate football fantasy for game day. They've got wings, the taps, the TVs, and they've got a tailgate-inspired menu with items like the barbecue bacon turkey burger. And since it's football season, here's 2 more reasons to stop by Buffalo Wild Wings. Wing Tuesdays and Boneless Thursdays. Every week, they'll have discounts on their traditional and boneless wings. Football and wings, no better reasons than that. Football is here, so head to Buffalo Wild Wings at the corner of Morse and Cherry Bottom Road in Gahanna. Wings, beer, sports. Please drink responsibly.
Brett Ford back here at St. Gabriel Catholic Radio, AM 820 Studios. Score update for you in the GLIAC. Wayne State is playing host to Walsh, 227 first quarter action there. Wayne State is on top 7-0 against Walsh. But it's Ohio Dominican on top, start of the second quarter, 21-7. Back out to Todd Bell and Matt Natale.
All right, Brent, thank you. We'll see the Wayne State Warriors in week 9-10, we'll see the Cavaliers of Walsh the week prior to that, as the Panthers will make the trip to North Canton. Third down play coming up for Ohio Dominican as we get set to start the second quarter from Panther Stadium. ODU will now be going right to left here in this second period. And the Panthers are going to need the 30-yard line for a first down. Justin Davis out on the field for the first time today as Corey Contini comes in motion near side. Grant Russell will take the snap, and he'll play fake. Looking downfield, Contini wide open, 45 to the 50 of Northwood. Cut back at the 40, spun down at the 36-yard line. Corey Contini just lined up over here in the slot, runs down the field. They don't guard him, and that's an easy pitch and catch for Russell and Contini.
Yeah, they're making it look like some backyard football here, and how fun has it been seeing Corey Contini and Grant Russell connect for these long gains at that 67-yarder last week and then the big one in the first quarter, and here we go with another one in the second quarter.
37 yards on that play. Grant's now 4 for 4 and over 100 yards already, and they've only been out on the field for about 14 seconds. First and 10 from the Northwood 36. They jumped offside. Another free play for Russell, who hit Stevens down the middle, but it went off his fingertips and was incomplete at the 15-yard line. Well, that could have been another big play for ODU. And again, Grant Russell taking advantage, Matt, of realizing the defense is going offside. He's trying big plays downfield.
Yeah, and up the middle and trying to hit Aaron Stevens, who had 3 catches last week and his first career touchdown for the senior tight end. And Panthers aren't afraid to take a shot downfield here as they see some of the miscues and recognize some of the miscues on defense for Northwood.
First and 5 for ODU. Football at the Northwood 31. ODU leads 21-7. Russell to take the shotgun snap. Steps up in the pocket. Going to be hit and dropped. It's a 34-yard line. A sack and loss of 3 yards on the play. And a second down coming up. Logan Schultz, looked like a senior out of Saginaw, made the sack. That'll be his second of the season for Northwood. Second down and 8 coming up for ODU. Grant's done a great job this year being patient in the pocket and kind of stepping up at that time. He went right into the waiting arms of Logan Schultz. So second down play, Stevens, Contini, and Mercier are to the left. Stanford right, Grant coming over here, bubble screen to Contini. Turns up field 30 to the 25, to the 15, to the 10. He's in, easy touchdown. 34 yards, Corey Contini on a little bubble screen, and the Panthers back into the end zone.
This might be the funnest tandem we've seen in a while here at ODU with Grant and Corey making those connections, and another one there for a touchdown, 34 yards, puts Corey Contini at 129 yards receiving on the afternoon, and we're barely 2 minutes into the second quarter.
Well, and they've only had 2 offensive possessions.
And 10 plays.
Justin Bonchek for the point after. Ernst did a great job of a low snap. He got it down, and Bonchek knocked it through. Timeout on the field. 13:47 to play, second quarter. Bit of a surprise here. Ohio Dominican leads Northwood 28-7 on St. Gabriel Catholic Radio, AM 820.
As an athlete, there's nothing more exciting than throwing a touchdown pass or hitting that game-winning three-pointer. But an injury can occur in an instant. Ohio Dominican University knows you want to get back into action. That's why ODU is excited to partner with experts in Nationwide Children's Hospital Sports Medicine, who are specially trained in the prevention, diagnosis, and treatment of injuries in recreational, competitive, and elite athletes. Together, we're committed to giving every athlete the opportunity to perform at the highest and healthiest level. Learn more at ohiodominican.edu.
Second down play, Stevens, Contini, and Mercier are to the left. Stanford right, Grant coming over here, bubble screen to Contini. Turns up field 30 to the 25, to the 15, to the 10. He's in, easy touchdown. 34 yards, Corey Contini on a little bubble screen, and the Panthers back into the end zone.
Brett Ford back here in the studios. Checking the GLIAC scoreboard, Wayne State still on top, start of the second quarter, 7-0 against Walsh. Back to Todd and Matt.
And with 13:47 to play here, Justin Bonchek has the ball teed up. From our right this time, for the first time, he'll get the advantage of the wind behind him. Andre Carter is the receiver over here on the near side, who once again will field the end-over-end kick, and he'll do so at the 3, almost out of bounds over here. Goes to that far side of the field, 15, out to the 20, and he'll be wrapped up by Mercier on special teams making a tackle. And that is where Northwood will take over at the 21-yard line.
And Panthers up 28-7 here in the second quarter. Corey Contini, a 34-yard touchdown pass from Grant Russell. Justin Bonchek's point after was good, and only 5 plays, the Panthers went 80 yards
in 2 minutes and 6 seconds. And how about this, Todd? As far as the offense goes, only 9 plays, 2 touchdowns, 1 net yard of rushing, but 158 net yards of passing. And this has turned into a really wild one here this afternoon.
First out of 10, T-Wolves going left to right for the first time. Garbarino option right will keep 25, gets to the boundary 30, and out of bounds at the 33-yard line. That'll be a 12-yard run for quarterback Joe Garbarino, and the T-Wolves will have another first down. ODU is averaging over 17 yards per play on their first two offensive possessions of the afternoon. First down and 10, Northwood. Timberwolves. 3 possessions. They drove on the first. It was intercepted at the 8 and returned for a score. They drove on their second and scored. Last time they picked up 1 first down and punted. They will hand it off to the near side. Shepherdley turns up 35 and he'll be stood up at the 39. Aaron Small is on the bottom of the pile for ODU to help make that tackle after a 5-yard run by TJ Shepherdley. Second down coming up now for Northwood. I mean, this is a team that took Barry State to the final play of the game, lost in overtime in their rival game to Saginaw Valley, and was driving and had another game end near the 1-yard line that they could have gone in and scored and won. And all of a sudden, they've been blitzed here 28-7. Second down and 5, Garbarino to throw. Markers are down, tossed to Shepherdley out of the backfield, and he's crushed at the 39-yard line by Thompson and Cameron Cole. I mean, I don't care if I'm in the middle of a sunshine-filled day. I'm scared to death that those two guys are running at
you're
me like
kidding.
That.
You're not kidding.
Let's see what this marker is. Panthers may have lined up offside again.
Yeah.
They did. So that's going to be 5 free yards. And we'll give Northwood another first down. That's the second time ODU's lined up offside. They jumped one other time. So, with 12:37 to play here in the second quarter, Northwood's got a first down. 28-7 is the score. T-Wolves, after making a trip to Ashland a week ago that didn't end well for them, find themselves behind on the scoreboard big today. Abdul Levy will get a carry on first down. He'll move out to the 48-yard line. That'll be a run of 4. They had the undaunting task of taking on a very grumpy Ashland team last week after they lost on the road at Tiffin.
Right.
You knew whoever was going to be like the sacrificial lamb last week for Ashland. It just happened to be Northwood last week.
Didn't even look closer. They might have been the same score we had, somewhere in the 45-7 range. Maybe.
Panthers may have jumped again as this pass over here to the near side off John Hall's hands and incomplete. And it looks like on a bit of a hard count, the Panthers moved again. I don't think it's going to be enough to give them a first down. It'll be close. Well, whoever on the offense or defensive line keeps jumping forward or whatever it is that they're doing, it's enough to get somebody to jump. Because this is something we don't ordinarily see
now
out of the Panthers defense. But yet today, they've done it now 4 times. So it'll be second and inches as the ball is settled right in between the 46 and 47 of ODU. Carter in motion to the far side, fake it to him, Garbarino to the air, lost one downfield for Hall, it's up for grabs and incomplete, and Dwayne Gordon is going to get called for pass interference. Well, I didn't see a whole lot of contact there. So that'll be 15 more against Ohio Dominican and give the Timberwolves another first down. Boy, Garbarino threw that into a pretty stiff breeze. It just kind of hung up for grabs. And they say that Dwayne Gordon got into John Hall, and so this will move the football down to around the 33-yard line.
Gordon was step for step with Hall, and when Hall made the move like he was going up for the ball, Gordon kind of went up too. He had his back turned. So he didn't get turned around, and I think that that's where the umpire saw the penalty and didn't hesitate to throw that flag.
So after the step-off, it goes down to the 31-yard line, where it'll be first down and 10 now for Northwood. Sun starting to peek out, and they will hand it off. Burgich is going to get the carry up the middle. Short run, Demetrius Farmer has got a hold of him and brings him down. So Burgic on the run. Gain of maybe 3 or 4. Second down coming up. If you're joining us late, Panthers lead 28-7, 11:30 to play second quarter. They have a interception return and a kickoff return for score here in this first half. second and 7 from the 28-yard line. Garbarino out of the pistol with Abdul Levy lined up behind him. Now they all look to the sideline and get the play. 8 on the play clock as they get set. 2 receivers to either side as Garbarino will bring Carter in motion into the backfield. They throw it out to the left, and it's caught on a knee by Theron Wilson for a 2-yard loss. Poor throw by Garbarino. Well, that's one, if you're Theron Wilson, it's uninstinctive to do so.
Right.
Don't catch the ball.
Just let it go.
Just let it go because you're on the ground.
And it wasn't backwards, so it wouldn't have been a fumble or anything like that. So, yeah, just a little bit of a mental mistake there, and that puts them at 3rd and long. And, you know, they're almost out of field goal range here. Their kicker, their longest for our Haggerty, as long as 44 this season. This would be about a 47.
Garbarino, speed option to the right, keeps it. He's hit at the 29, makes a late toss to Carter, 25, and out of bounds at the 23. Dangerous play, but it picked them up some probably 4 extra yards on the play. And now this might give them a chance at that field goal.
Mm-hmm.
Although it also is going to give them an opportunity to go for it on 4th down, and that's what Leonard Haynes has decided to do. 4th and 2 coming up for Northwood now as they bring in some big horses here on the offense.
6 attempts on the season for Northwood on 4th down. They've completed 3 of them right at 50%.
4th down and 2. Carter goes in motion. Garbarino will take it up into the hole. He's got the 1st down as he's inside the 20. Marquise Tyus will make the tackle at the 18. Gain of 5. Well, that is the luxury of not only having a pretty skilled quarterback in Joe Garbarino, but his size, Matt, at 6'2", 210, he can just take that right up in the hole like he's a fullback and get those yardage.
He's got that fullback size. He's not got about the same size as Abdul Levy, who's at 5'11", 205.
1st down and 10 at the 18. Carter again goes in motion. Jet sweep it to him around the left. Cuts up field against the block and knocked down inside the 15. They'll spot it at the 13-yard line. Gus Dimmerling will get up off the bottom of the pile. Redshirt freshman out of Perrysburg, averaging still over 7 tackles per game. Played a couple of weeks ago, a little bit dinged up against Grand Valley State, but healthy out there today. Gain of 5 on 1st down for Carter on the jet. Now they'll line up 3 receivers to the right as the T-Wolves pick up the offensive tempo here. And Garbarino, after a hard count, he will now look to the sideline, as will the rest of the offense, for the play call. 9:15 to play 2nd quarter. Panthers lead by 21. Garbarino out of the pistol. Levy behind him. And they'll just run it behind Levy. Garbarino to the left, to the 10, to the 5, to the pylon. Dives in. And that's going to be a touchdown for Northwood. So at 9:02 left in the 2nd quarter, quarterback Joe Garbarino able to go off the left side for a touchdown run.
That's his 6th rushing touchdown of the season. And he pretty much took control that entire drive, especially when you go back to that 3rd and long on that option, and at very last second was able to pitch the ball and put them in a 4th and short situation and then get the 1st down. And it was an impressive drive by Garbarino.
Haggerty out for the point after. Good snap and hold, and the kick is up, and it is good. Touchdown run by Joe Garbarino. He came in tied for 5th in rushing touchdowns in the GLIAC. Add another one to his total and add more points to the scoreboard. Timeout on the field, 28-14. Ohio Dominican on top. You're listening to St. Gabriel Catholic Radio, AM 820.
Turn up the notch on success.
Real-world success with a professional certificate or degree from Ohio Dominican University.
At ODU, complete your MBA affordably.
On campus, online, or both in as few as 16 months.
Or choose the Healthcare Administration 18-month program.
This master's degree program has classes meeting once a week in 8-week evening sessions.
And a graduate certificate is available.
Give your career a boost at ODU.
Connect your passion with a purpose.
Click on ohiodominican.edu/grad.
We're at 4 back here in the St. Gabriel Catholic Radio AMA 20 studios. Look at the GLIAC scoreboard. Wayne State is on top of Walsh. 2nd quarter action. 13:26 to go until halftime. 14-0 Wayne State with the lead. Kicking off at 1 o'clock is Northern Michigan at Ferris State, Ashland at Lake Erie, and at 1:30 Michigan Tech at Tiffin. Let's go back out to Todd and Matt.
9:02 left to play here in the first half. Still a ball game now, 28-14 with Ohio Dominican on top, and they're going to get the football here as Turner and Mercier are back to our right here. Let's see how Ivins is on the kickoffs going into this wind. He will send it into the air, and it will be fielded at the 7 by Turner this time. He's going to try and make it back to the near side. Cuts up field 20, 25, 30, and tripped up out at the 33-yard line. Nice return by Turner. Panthers will have good starting field position here, leading 28-14.
Joe Garbarino, the 13-yard touchdown run, and the Kevin Haggerty point after cut the Panthers' lead to 2 touchdowns. That northward drive went 9 plays, 79 yards in 4 minutes and 38 seconds. And, Todd, that Northwood offense has run 32 plays on offense. The Panthers are lining up right now to run their 10th.
First down and 10 from the 33-yard line. Grant Russell off to a hot start so far. Has 2 receivers right, 1 to the left. Looks like Justin Davis in the backfield. They'll fake it to him. Russell surveying, now throws late into traffic. It's tipped and intercepted by Tripp at the 47 over here. Goes to the far side of the field, 40, to the Northwood boundary and driven out of bounds by Robert Vargo. And Grant, who had a lot of time to throw, made a poor decision throwing it into triple coverage. A linebacker got a hand on it. Nick Tripp out of Detroit was able to pick it off. And the first turnover for Ohio Dominican today will give Northwood the football at the 32-yard line.
Prior to that play, Todd, Grant was a perfect 5 for 5, and bad opportunity right there for the offense to turn the ball over, giving Northwood really good field position at the Panthers' 32-yard line. And the defense is right back out there after being on the field for a 9-play scoring drive.
12th takeaway by Northwood's defense on the season. On first down, Abdul Levy, fullback, straight up the middle. Demetrius Farmer's got a hold of his waist, and they bring him down for a gain of 4 on the first down play. Northwood, after a first quarter turnover, they are now back to even in that takeaway department with that takeaway right there for Grant Russell. That'll be interception number 8 on the season. And again, another pass that was deflected into the hands of the waiting defensive back. Second down and 6 after the run of 4 by Abdul Levy. Northwood trailing 28-14, closing in on 8 minutes to play in the half. Carter comes in motion, jet sweep it to him on this right side. Turns up at the 30 and knocked out of bounds at around the 27 by Twain Gordon Jr., sophomore out of Pickerington Central, playing in his 17th game. Another penalty marker is down over here on this near sideline. And now the head linesman from over here is going to call his partner from all the way on the other side of the field over, and they're going to talk things over momentarily.
Usually in this type of situation, it's some kind of hold on the offense, but I don't know why the VAR judge would have any input on that when the flag was thrown on this side.
Well, I was thinking ODU had lined up offside again.
Oh, okay.
So I think they're checking to see if there was maybe movement. Illegal formation against the offense.
Okay.
I think they just wanted to get together and make sure that they all saw the same thing there before they called that penalty against Northwood.
Well, this type of offense where there's a lot of movement and a lot of pitching and a lot of running, these linemen and receivers are highly susceptible to some holding calls. I'm kind of surprised we haven't seen one yet.
Second down and 11 now. Garbarino fakes the jet sweep, carries it up into the hole where Paul Wesselhoff grabs a hold of him and brings him down at the 27-yard line. A host of other Panthers in there as well. Cameron Cole is also getting up off the bottom of the pile, as is Ross Thompson. And it'll be third down and 6 coming up for the Timberwolves here on offense. They are 3 for 5 thus far on their third downs, but again, a third and a little more than 5 here. 7:20 and counting here in the second quarter. Garbarino brings Carter in motion into the backfield. They'll give it to Levy, the fullback. He's got a first down. He's hit at the 18, broke a tackle, still on his feet down to the 5, where Gus Zimmerling finally was able to bring down Levy. Listed at 205, looks bigger than that. It'll be first and goal for the Timberwolves after a 23-yard run on third down.
Another third down, right about the same spot of the field as the last drive. Panthers just needed a stop, and they were unable to come through on one.
They go to the full house backfield, the inverted wishbone. Corey Burgick out there as the back behind Garbarino. Running back to either side of the quarterback as he takes the shotgun snap. Handed to Burgick straight through the middle. Nick Isaacs hit him, and they'll say he's down just short of the goal line. His knee must have touched down because I thought the ball was in the end zone. So it'll be second down and goal now from the 1, and 4 new bodies will come in here for Northwood, and most of them are large humans. Every time they get to this big situation, they run out their the extra offensive linemen. They get right to the line of scrimmage. Levy is lined up behind Garbarino. 6:15 to go here in the second quarter, and the T-Wolves are threatening to make it a one-score game. Snap comes back to Garbarino, turns to his left, gets to Levy, dives up into the hole, and he's got a touchdown for Northwood. So Abdul Levy has a long run on third down, and then they feed him the football at the goal line, and the Timberwolves back into the end zone, and we are right back into a ball game again. After it was 28-7, the T-Wolves are a point away from making it a seven-point game.
Two quick scores by that Northwood offense, both within 3 minutes of the game clock, and you know that's directly attributed to the turnover by the Panthers offense.
Point after, good snap and hold, and again the kick by Haggerty is up and it is good. So 6:06 to play here in the second quarter. New score now, Ohio Dominican 28 and Northwood 21. And as we approach the top of the hour, let's pause now for station identification. You're listening to Ohio Dominican Football.
You're listening to the radio home of Ohio Dominican Football.
It's a great day to be a Panther.
St. Gabriel Catholic Radio, WVSG AM 820, Columbus.
With Matt Natale, Todd Bell with you here at Panther Stadium. Brent Ford manning things back at the studios of St. Gabriel Catholic Radio, AM 820. Ohio Dominican playing only its third home game of the season, looking for its first home win of the year. Matt, they still have the lead, but after that score by Northwood, they've trimmed it to seven.
Yes, took advantage of that interception thrown by Grant Russell. Northwood went five plays, 32 yards in 2 minutes and 33 seconds. Abdul Levy had the one-yard touchdown run. Keegan Haggerty with the point after his third of the afternoon. And they cut the lead to 7 with Ohio Dominican up 28-21 with 6:06 left in this first half.
Levy now has doubled his touchdown output of the season. He had 2 coming in. He has 2 more today. 6:06 to play. Kickoff is away. End over end as the wind will knock it down. Turner will take it at the 11-yard line on the hash mark. Works his way up into the hole. He's over the 25 to the 26-yard line where the Ohio Dominican offense will come back out onto the field. So this will only be their fourth offensive possession. 2 touchdowns and a turnover. And now they will take over here. Really trying to get things settled down here. They've been this has just been a disjointed first half.
It has. I mean, the passing game has been really the only thing that the Panthers have been able to get going because they haven't had too many plays to run. They've only run 10 offensive plays, so they haven't really been able to establish anything on the ground yet just because they haven't had the ball that much.
First down and 10, 6:01 to play second quarter. Joe Hines is out there. They fake it to him. Russell lowers his shoulder, and he's out to the 33-yard line. Nice run of 7 for Grant Russell. Came in averaging over 3 yards per carry, 3 rushing touchdowns, and he had 66 rushes coming in on the season. Great size at 6'4", listed at 215. He'll pick up 6 on first down, will Grant Russell. Again, we see Joe Hines out there at the running back position. He'll get the carry, sweeps right, turns up 35, and he's passed the first down marker. And so Joe Hines, a junior transfer from Dakota College out in North Dakota, home of the Fontenot Lumberjacks.
Makes sense.
Certainly. And he's originally from Louisville, Kentucky, and Joe Hines will give the Panthers a first down with the football out at the 38-yard line. Clock winding under 5:20 to play in the second quarter. Three receivers over here to the near side on first down. They give it to Hines again, but this time he runs into a wall of T-Wolves and a stop of a gain of 1 for Joe Hines. Defensively, this Northwood team, it's interesting, they're 4th in the conference against the pass. We haven't seen that today. They're 5th against the run. Panthers, it's been tough sledding all year long in the run game for ODU, but they certainly have not been able to get it going here today as well. Second down and 9. Turner and Stanford are right. Turner now comes in motion over here to the near side. Stevens is tight end on the left-hand side, and it'll be Hines sweeping left. And again, he runs into a tackler at the 40, able to muscle his way out to the 41-yard line. So another short gain, third down and long. Travis Whitaker makes the tackle for Northwood, third and six coming up.
Panthers have only had two third down situations this afternoon, converted on both of the long passes to Corey Campini. So if I was a betting man, which I'm not, I bet you we could draw up a play for Corey Campini on this third and mid-range at about seven.
So they will bunch the receivers again, two right, two over here to the near side. E.J. Colson back out there. In fact, now he comes out of the backfield. He's a wide receiver left. T-Wolves are showing blitz. They do. Quick throw. Contini caught it. First down, 50 to the Northwood 49-yard line. Matt, that is great recognition by Corey Contini, knowing that they're blitzing. He was the hot man on that blitz, and Grant hit him perfectly for a first down.
He was able to run up and recognize the defense and get turned around and catch that pass, and maybe I should be a betting man.
First down at the 49. Joe Hines back out there, gets the carry, broke one tackle, and he'll be knocked down at the 45-yard line of Northwood. Nick Tripp, who had the interception a little bit ago, finished it off after Ralph Canty, sophomore out of Chicago, made the initial hit. Second and six coming up for ODU as they pick up the tempo a bit at the Northwood 45-yard line. Russell takes the shotgun snap. He'll keep it and then throws right, and Stevens made the catch, and he's going to be hit back at the 41, but forward progress is going to give him a first down at the 39-yard line. So another little wrinkle to the offense, rolling Grant out to the right, then throwing it to Stevens, and the Panthers will have first down and 10 now at the Northwood 39-yard line.
A couple catches for Aaron on the afternoon. Had a career high three last week, and I always like it when those tight ends get involved.
They're not just out there to block.
They're not.
First down and 10 at the 39. Sunshine bathing Panther Stadium now as Russell takes it, fakes it to Hines, steps back. He's looking for Contini. Now goes back over for Turner, and he just missed him as he was coming across the middle of the field. Grant had to get rid of that football as some pressure was right in his grill. It'll be second down. Mike Fisher, linebacker, out there to force that pass by Grant Russell. Clock stop, 2:44 to play here in the second quarter. Panthers lead 28-21. Justin Davis will replace Joe Hines in the offense as Austin Ernst and Parker Carmichael, backup quarterbacks, flashing the signs from over here, standing next to offensive coordinator Zach Bruni. Second down and 10 from the 39. Contini comes in motion. They'll give him the little short shovel pass, and Contini's going to be hauled down back at the 42-yard line. So now it'll be third and long. Charles Williams, defensive end, junior out of Plantation, Florida, with his fifth tackle for loss this year. Contini has to get redressed as the jersey came over the shoulder pad on that tackle. And it'll be third and 13 now for ODU with the football back near the 42-yard line. Davis will check out. E.J. Colson back in. Star Stanford right, Jacob Mercier and Corey Contini will be through receivers here on the left as Aaron Stevens will be H-back right. Ball near side hash mark on third down. Russell will bring Mercier in motion. He'll be a receiver on the right now. Russell play action pass. Drops back. They set up a screen to Colson. He's got room. 40. Ahead to the 35. Cuts back. Hit at the 30. And moves forward to the 28-yard line for a first down. They needed 13. And E.J. Colson's extra effort at the end got a 14. And a new set of downs now for ODU. And the Panthers are in business with a possession that they could certainly use points here to end the first half after having a 28-7 lead. They now lead 28-21. Clock winding, closing in on a 1:35 to play here in the first half. Three receivers left this time for Grant, with Joe Hines back in there at the running back position. Russell will take the snap from Lorenz. He'll take the snap and run up into a hole that isn't there. A gain of maybe a yard, and it'll bring up second down. That's that zone read, and that time Grant kept it instead of giving it to Joe Hines. And he ended up only picking up, maybe just got back to the line of scrimmage. So the clock closes in on a minute to go here in the first half. Panthers still have all three of their timeouts. Mercier and Contini left. Star Stanford over on the right. Hines to the left now of Grant Russell as Aaron Stevens is H-back right. Grant will take it. They roll him out here to the near side. Has to step up. Now will fire over here out of bounds as he overshoots Corey Contini. And that was the pass where he just threw that one away. And it will now bring up a third down and 10 yards to go with 47 seconds to play in the first half. So a big third down here for ODU. This might be out of Justin Bonchek's range. It would be 46 yards from here. Again, a three-receiver look here to the left. One to the right is Dar Stanford, who doesn't have a catch yet today. Russell will take the shotgun snap. Quarterback draw, 30, cuts to his left, 25, moves ahead down near the 21, short of the first down by a yard and a half. Clock continues to wind. It's going to be fourth down, and ODU is going to use one of its timeouts. So, Matt, interesting decision here for Coach Kelly Cummings and the Panthers offense. It'll be fourth down and two, 35 seconds to go with the ball at the 21-yard line.
Yeah, only up one touchdown. We've been in this situation before in this season where we are in fourth down territory and decide to go for it and instead of take the points. I would imagine that they are discussing all their options here. I like the gutsy calls that the coaching staff has made on this season when it comes to these situations. It's definitely fourth and manageable down here on this field. And, I think with the timeout that was taken, they're discussing over which offensive play they're going to run.
And I do believe they are going to go for it here and are at least going to send the offense out there. And Justin Davis is the running back that's going out there. Only two receivers. Matt Barber will make up a second tight end over here on the left-hand side. So the ball is right in between the hash marks. It is fourth down and two, 35 seconds to play in the half. Panthers lead by seven and have two timeouts left. So they overload the left-hand side. Now Contini comes in motion to be a receiver on the right. Fourth down and two. Russell will take it, fakes it to Justin Davis. Grant steps up, throws to the right for Davis. Caught it on the run, 15-10, lowers his head. Still going and knocked out of bounds at the five-yard line. Great awareness by Grant Russell. Did not have Stanford or Contini, and they did not guard Justin Davis coming out of the backfield, and they convert on fourth and two. And now we'll have first and goal at the four, and Justin got out of bounds to stop the clock, which was big as well. Now ODU will line it up with two receivers left. Russell will take it, gives it to Davis off the left-hand side, stops short of the goal line. A helmet has come off. Panthers will use timeout with 20 seconds to go. And that'll give everybody a chance to catch their breath. And, Matt, back to that fourth down play. Boy, Grant hit Justin in stride and a big gainer on that fourth down play.
That was drawn up perfectly with Corey Contini going in motion out to that right side. And on the snap, kind of stretched that defense. And the corners in the secondary were focused on the receivers. And Hines was wide open out of the backfield. And Grant was just able to dump it off to him. And he was able to get upfield and get the first down and get out of bounds so they didn't have to burn a timeout. They're in a timeout right now and trying to figure out what kind of play they're going to run with about a yard to go. I'm standing down here on the sideline directly across from the ball, and Panthers are trying to tack on another touchdown here before the half.
This is only the fourth offensive possession for ODU in this half. They have two scores and a turnover. Panthers have a 92-yard interception return by Billy Aiken, a 103-yard kickoff return by David Turner. And now trying to tack on one more score here before halftime. 20 seconds left. It'll be second and goal to two. Panthers again still with one timeout. And now Grant Russell will have Justin Davis line up behind him. They're strong on the right with Stevens and Barber, the tight end. Now Davis shifts to the right. Grant takes it, hands it off to Davis, flies his way off the line. He's to the goal line, and he's in. Panthers touchdown. Justin Davis, a hard-fought two-yard touchdown run. Panthers back in the end zone. Boy, that is a huge drive to end the first half for ODU. And, boy, most importantly, converting on that 4th and 2 and then turning it into 7 points as Justin Bonchek will come out for the point after. So Stevens stays out there to snap it. Austin Erks out there to put it down. They almost blocked it again, and the point after is good. So with 15 seconds remaining, I can guarantee you nobody thought 35 points in the first half against this Northwood defense. Now, again, two scores came against, not against the defense, but still 21 points by the offense. I thought that might have been a good day for the game, let alone for the first half, and it's 35 to 21 Panthers.
Yeah, we take a look back at last week against Lake Erie, 42 in the first half, and we're only one touchdown off that pace. I don't think anyone really expected this. What a crazy first half with a special teams touchdown, a 100-yard kickoff return, and then Billy Aikens going 92 yards on the interception return for the touchdown, and the offense is coming out here and taking care of its own business. And we're going to catch our breath here at halftime, Todd.
Panthers had 11 offensive plays before that possession. That drive was 16 plays, 73 yards in 5 minutes and 46 seconds. Officially, it's a 1-yard touchdown run for Davis, and the Panthers lead 35-21, 15 seconds to go. Now you got to cover the kick. Justin Bonchek will approach from our right. Aaron Carter will look, or Andre Carter will look right up into the sun, fields it backpedaling at the 2. Near side 15, 20, and he is upended out near the 27-yard line. Dwayne Gordon Jr. on the tackle for the Panthers. 10 seconds left until halftime. That will have a visit with Ross Thompson and Austin Ernst from our Inside Panthers football from this past Thursday night. You can catch that coming up. Brent will have scores from around the GLIAC and around the rest of college football on a Saturday afternoon. And Matt and I will have all of the stats for you coming up a little bit later on in halftime. T-Wolves are going to take a knee. They're one player short, so they will run on their backup tight end, Logan Yordanich. Garbarino will take the knee, and that will do it for the first half of play that sees the Panthers on top at halftime by a count of 35 to 21 on what has turned into just a gorgeous day here on campus at Ohio Dominican. Sunshine is out, and the fans enjoying quite an interesting first half of play for the Panthers. And again, they will go to the locker room on top by a score of 35 to 21. Down to the field where Matt has corralled Coach Cummings.
Coach, 35 first half points, long interception return for a touchdown, special teams return for a touchdown, exactly how you drew it up, right?
Yeah, sure. Exactly right. I think maybe they're missed draw more than our draw. But, yeah, I mean, we've gotten great play out of special teams, and then anytime you score on defense, it's got to be a positive. But, you know, our offense, we've played really well. We've moved the ball. We can't get off the field on defense to keep giving our offense the ball, so we got to go get it figured out here at halftime.
And how about that fourth down conversion there at the end of the half? Looked like a really great play drawn up, stretching that defense and getting Hines out of the backfield, and then, of course, punching it in to extend the lead a little bit here at the break.
Yeah, great call by Zach and great execution by our offensive kids. That was a great job. It was a great first half by our offense, and like I said, we're going to have to continue to lean on them here through these next two quarters.
Thanks, Coach. We'll see you in the second half.
Right, thank you.
35-21, the Ohio Dominican Panthers have the lead here at halftime. Our Buffalo Wild Wings halftime show starts now with Brent Ford.